Cago, Ellie Goulding, that's first time here on Beat 102 and 103. Well, EastEnders comes to the southeast of Ireland this week. And it's good news if you enjoyed the movie The Young Offenders. Donal O'Donoghue from the RTÉ Guide has more. It's a very joyous time, I think, for the southeast.
Why is that? EastEnders is coming. Okay,
yeah.
Yes.
Well, two members of EastEnders.
That's right, Redwater, yeah.
Yeah, Cat and Alfie.
Redwater is on RTÉ1 tonight at 9:30 p.m. and on BBC1 on Thursday at 8 p.m.
Yes. Four days later, so we're getting a bit of a coup here.
Yeah, a bit of a coup. RTÉ a good bit of a coup. Yeah, got ahead of the pack. Yeah, it's a 6-part BBC RTÉ co-production.
Do you want to have a listen?
Yeah, why not? Let's
All
go
right,
for it.
Let's do it.
When I was just a child myself, I had a child. They wouldn't let me keep him.
She's here to find her son.
Oh no, it wouldn't come of what she's doing.
I was scared tonight, like her.
You lie your whole life. You cannot escape.
I just want this so badly.
No one's really bad, are they? Not like rotten all the way through.
Oh, but they are. I always think if I was going to be in a programme that needed me to have an accent, the only accent I could do quite well would be Cockney.
Would be Cockney.
I was once a child myself.
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
I just had a child.
That's amazing, my
Thank
God.
You.
Were you not,
Thank
were you.
Thank
you. Were you not in EastEnders one time, no? They're one of the craze, no?
I'm hearing good things about this, Donal.
Absolutely, yeah. This looks really promising. I've seen none of it. I've seen no previews. But, you know what you think? It's like, is this like the son, literally, the son of EastEnders? But in a way, it isn't, because it's a 6-part series. Interestingly, it's directed by a guy called Jesper Nielsen, who directed 6 episodes of Borgen.
Oh, so, brilliant.
Which makes it interesting in itself.
Great.
It's the clip there, it's basically Cat and Alfie Moon go basically from the East End to sunny southeast of Ireland to the Irish, fictional Irish village of Redwater.
AKA Dunmore East.
Yeah, absolutely. Shot in Dunmore East. Are you an EastEnders fan?
I am a soap fan, as
soap
you know.
Okay.
We'll have my First City rant in a minute.
Okay.
But I also watch Emmerdale and Coronation Street. I do not watch EastEnders.
Okay. But this thing actually, it seems like they're actually loath, everybody involved in the production are kind of loath to call it a spin-off, because in a way it very much stands alone by itself. It's about it, but the backstory of it is about basically Kat. She was raped when she was 13 in EastEnders by her uncle, and she had twins, but she didn't know she had a twin.
Oh, because there was the storyline years ago that she had who the child thought she was her sister but was in fact her daughter.
That's correct.
Yes,
correct,
so that's one of the twins, are we thinking?
Yeah, the girl, Zoe,
yes,
was raised and was part of the storyline. The boy, Luke, disappeared into limbo. I mean, we never heard of him again. Now, this boy in the fictional world of TV was actually came to Ireland,
to
Redwater, and was brought up there. The nuns were involved or something. So it's kind of actually quite resonant, actually, the whole story in a lot of ways. Maybe with it reminds me in some ways of Philomena and other dramas of that sort. You know, so 6-part series. Kat and Alfie come to Redwater. There's lots of other stories as well. It's kind of like, I won't say the Valley of the Squinting Windows, but like a lot of secrets and lies in the village itself, you know? So it's kind of like, when they come back to look for their, Kat comes back to look for their child, it opens a whole Pandora's box of what else is being lies hidden underneath the curtains of Redwater.
And from the trailers that I've seen, it makes Dunmore East is very hard not to make look beautiful, but Dunmore East looks, as usual, fantastic in it. Now, EastEnders has had a bit of a hard time with the whole Irish setting before. Do you remember about 20 years ago, some cousins of Pauline Fowler came over to the show?
Oh,
and the BBC had to apologise. By the way they were portraying Irish people. They went to Dublin and there was all, you know, Dublin is a place where you raise cows and sheep and donkeys
record.
Around the street. No,
not
a great
track record. I suspect, though, this will actually right a lot of wrongs in that respect.
It looks dark and it looks intriguing.
Absolutely. You know, Guy Ritchie described it in terms of, he said it's like a cross between The Wicker Man and Broadchurch.
Oh,
so there you go.
Great. I love one of those shows.
Yeah. And the cast includes like a lot of familiar faces. You've got Angelina Ball, Maria Dolly Kennedy.
Yeah, the Commitments have come back together for this.
Indeed, the reformed just for Redwater, Ian McInhenney, and Fionnuala Flanagan is in there as well, actually.
Great, so, who was in the others as well. So really good actors and
actresses.
It looks
good. 6-parter, very promising looking show. And
Brilliant.
Of course, a lot of local interest, of course, as well.
Yeah, lovely. Lots and lots of interest around the region. That is tonight, RTÉ1, 9:30. And if you miss Redwater, you can see it again on BBC One on Thursday at 8 p.m. Let's talk the British Academy Television Awards.
Our BATs, as you call it.
Ah, I was trying to work it out. The bats. Okay.
The bats. Well, this used to be the BAFTAs. It still is the BAFTAs.
Yeah. Oh, it's still, okay. It's the TV BAFTAs, section of the BAFTAs.
And anybody think of it, like British Academy Television Awards, yeah. It's the BAFTAs, the television awards for the BAFTAs. And it's on tonight, 8 o'clock on BBC One, hosted by Sue Perkins. It used to be Graham Norton. Remember, he won
it.
He presented himself to the award.
Yes.
But he's hosting the show. He actually won once or twice. So tonight's the big runners are, the big front runners are The Crown, with 5 nominations.
The Netflix one, yeah.
Yeah. And then also, I think also Fleabag is in there as well.
All right.
I haven't seen Fleabag,
no.
Actually. Game of Thrones is in there as well. Graham Norton's in there again for nomination. Benedict Cumberbatch. And are you a Game of Thrones fan?
No, I've never seen an episode.
Okay. No, okay. Grant. that ends that conversation. Because one of the most famous episodes from the last season, the Battle of the Bastards, is nominated for a must-see TV moment.
Okay, well, yep. We will watch out for that. It is
for the bats, tonight.
And tonight, 8 p.m. on BBC One. Mm. Let's talk about Three Girls at 9 p.m. on Tuesday on BBC One. A new series?
Yeah, well, actually, do you know what? It's actually Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. You know the way they sometimes strip...
I love doing this sometimes.
Strip a series through a week. So yes. it's a three-part series, stripped 9 p.m., Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday on BBC One. Three Girls. Again, we spoke recently about how these stories are ripped from the headlines, you know, the true life stories which have been dramatised. This is a story, and you might remember this actually, from 2012 in Rochdale in England, where three children were the victims of grooming and sex trafficking in Rochdale. And this is a story, based on the true story of the three girls who were drawn into this web, the world of sexual exploitation. Maxine Peake is in it, Molly Windsor's in it as well, and it's basically a dramatisation of that, and it looks like another good promising show.
Great, BBC always do a good show. Maxine Peake has been in a few things recently.
Yeah, she has.
We'll watch out for that one. Now we have to talk about probably my favourite movie of 2016 and how it's becoming a television series. Can we play a little clip from
Young Offenders.
Okay, have a listen.
If you're under the age of 16, you're classified as a young offender, which basically means you can't get in trouble. For some reason, they thought that our brains weren't developed enough or something, like, you know, that we wouldn't know what we were doing or something. I know, it's stupid, isn't it?
It's not you I don't trust, it's Jock I don't trust. You know, like a Siamese twin, joined into one brain.
I loved Young Offenders. I just thought it was brilliant. Hilary Rose, who people will remember from the Republic of Telly,
that's
plays
correct,
the
yeah.
mother. And you've loads of comedians
Alex
in
Murphy,
there as well.
And Chris Wally, Alex Murphy and Chris Wally, they play these two chaps, the two cock boys, Connor and Jock, who basically loosely based on a true story. I say it's very loosely based. And these two young lads, Connor and Jock, you heard a clip there, they have this amazing brainwave, this great idea that there's been a stash of cocaine washed up on the southwest coast of Cork, and they said they can go down and cycle down to West Cork, as you do, and get the cocaine, and even if they get caught, because they're young offenders.
And become millionaires.
They become millionaires, but even if they get caught, they're young offenders, so they get a minimal sentence and they're grand.
Yes, you know? And it all goes wrong along
well,
the way.
Well, it all goes totally wrong.
I love it. The BBC have picked it up. They're making a TV series out of it.
That's right. It's being filmed in Cork this summer, actually. It's BBC Three and BBC Comedy in association with RT. And again, yeah, it's a six-part series being shot in Cork this summer.
Same actors?
Same actors, yeah, absolutely. You'll have Alex Murphy and Chris Wally again as
Brilliant.
Connor and Jock. They're also looking for the company, production company, Vico Films, are actually looking, have a call out at the moment, looking for cast members who are from Cork or can do a Cork accent.
Oh, that is the... Oh, maybe I could... No, I'm not...
Give it a go. You can do Cockney.
I don't want to get emails in.
Okay.
I don't want to get offended
emails. Don't do that. Don't go there. But they have actually... If anybody's interested, if they just log into the website for Vico, that's V-I-C-O, Films, they can actually... you know, find out all the details about if they want to go and have a part in the six-pack series.
Why not? I would definitely do it if I could do the Cork accent, but unfortunately, they're not looking for any Cockneys.
There might be a role for a Cockney there. Maybe.
They'll not be so it. I'll be so
it. Give it a go.
Or from Cockney lands.
I'm from West Cockney.
Donal, let's quickly go through all those TV programmes that you recommended this week. It's Redwater, of course, tonight, RTE1 at 9:30. The British Academy Television Awards at 8 p.m. on BBC One. And on Tuesday, Three Girls at 9 p.m. on BBC One. We've run out of time. I can't even rant about Fair City.
Okay. That's good.
Goodbye.
Bye.